Bosses at the venue say they don't want to book the comic as they feel his material would offend their supporters and patrons. Davidson has made a career with humour that has often involved minorities and women, which some have found offensive.
I went and got myself married a while ago, again, because, no, odd numbers are good for me. And she's a nice girl with a flat head to put your pipe.
I asked the Marlowe Theatre's director, Mark Everett, why he decided not to book Jim Davidson.
At the end of the day, we can't do everything, and yours truly, because it is my responsibility, has to make decisions about who we put on and who we don't put on. And I base those decisions on a kind of overall judgment. They're not personal, by the way. If we ran this place on the basis of what I personally would like to see, we'd be closed in 6 months, I think.
So what's wrong with Jim Davidson's material?
The view I have is that, and it's not personal, I repeat that, because in terms of his overall performance ability, I mean, he's a fantastic stand-up performer, timing, all those kinds of things. But the material is offensive to some people, and that's a fact, and we're not going to dodge that. And it just seems to me, but for the sake of one artist out of a considerable number that are available and want to come here during the course of any given year, the upset that he potentially would cause to a rather large portion of our community down here, I just don't think that's an appropriate thing for us to do.
What's your evidence for that, though? What's your evidence that the audience won't like what he does?
We have a great network of regional theatres in this country. The views of colleagues, personal views from members of our audience. You know, I talk to people all the time about what they'd like to see here and what they wouldn't like to see here. Like I said, big list. I mean, newspaper opinion, not that I take a huge amount of notice of that, but it's there as a source of information. And so on and so forth. Like I said, it's a whole range of influences and things that one talks to people about.
Now, Jim Davidson, who we've been asking for an interview throughout the day, we haven't heard from him so far, but he's reported to have taken to Twitter saying all you Canterbury people will have to come to Margate to see the show, as Marlowe manager doesn't like my material, it's up to him. Yeah, I mean, that's fair. He's actually saying a true fact, isn't he?
No, the Twitter's come to us, obviously. Well, two things, really. One, by all means, go and see him in Margate, and that's a good place to see. The Winter Gardens is a good gig to go to.
Very generous of you.
Yeah, no, it is. You know, we're not in the business of sort of unpleasant competition here at all. He's also playing the Hazlitt, I think, at Maidstone, and he's also playing in Tunbridge Wells, and these are all good colleague venues. There's no problem with that as far as we're concerned.
Marlowe Theatre director Mark Everett. Well, on Twitter, Jim Davidson has posted a message saying he's since come to an agreement with the theatre. They won't invite him to the Marlowe, and he won't invite them to dinner at his.